This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, along with my sidekick Kyle Warren, who is hanging on out there in California. By the way, welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Monday morning. Lots of news going on, and a new wrinkle to the weather issue we'll get to in a minute. Now, we do broadcast here from Tampa, Florida, my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great stations along the GCN Live Radio Network and USA Radio selected Salem Media stations in some of the biggest cities around the country, as well as some great independent radio stations all around America and around the world via the internet and satellite. That's how Maria in Germany and her crew hear us over there on the affiliate that we have that picks us up. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. A special shout out to the Northside Hospital and the ICU unit over there. Special shout out to them. You guys and girls are great. Doctors too. Love you all. Now to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. The over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women all around the coast of the country, going coast to coast, border to border. Our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers, got to get the mail. And our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and, of course, jet fuel. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's social media site. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, you can find us on the web at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out. You'll find out lots of stuff about the program over there you didn't already know. Okay, joining us in California, IA, with the weather's not all that bad, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yay! And as we like to say, yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. There you go. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Certainly.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And guess what? This country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We will remind you of that. And there you go. Kyle, we got a new wrinkle into the mix here now with all of this rotten weather that's been coming across the country. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Fire warnings have popped up now in the mountains of Arizona, the desert region south of Phoenix and Tucson, New Mexico, the northwestern corner of New Mexico, up along I-40, and the northeastern corner north and east of Albuquerque. Just what we didn't need.
Well, that's right. And all the wind we were talking about in the Trucker Highway and Byway report contributes, of course, to some real problems if a fire does get started.
You're telling me? Right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, it can be very bad conditions, no doubt.
Well, of course, heat waves, this heat wave that they've been having, the hot and the cold and all that stuff, triple-digit temperatures and the temperatures dropping down in the 70s, has been causing these big storms. And now you got to add wildfire concerns to it.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
So, in politicking over the weekend, because we like to do politicking, Mike Pence,
right?
Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence, told the New York Post in an article that he will fire the FBI's director, Wray, and called Soros, George Soros, the puppet master.
Well, of course, Mike Pence is trying to make sure that he gets in on what's happening right now, and that would be a ways away. He needs to get the nomination and get elected president in order to do that. But by saying what he's saying, he's trying to, I think, build on some of the real discontent that's out there about how things have been going lately with the weaponization of the different governmental entities and so forth. So, yeah, he's trying to strike a real blow here.
Now, you got to wonder why Barack Obama would give two toots about Senator Tim Scott. But Barack Obama lately in some speeches has been going after Senator Tim Scott. And Tim Scott said, well, you know, there's really no higher compliment than an Obama attack.
Well, that's right. He says, whenever the Democrats feel attacked, they drag out the former president, have him make some negative comments about someone running, he says, hoping that their numbers go down. And here's what Tim Scott said, Captain. He says, quote, here's what people need to know. The truth of my life disproves lies of the radical left, unquote. So, of course, they're going to trot out Obama because Tim Scott can't go out there and have a success story. That's not allowed. You can't go out and say that because, remember, America's fundamentally broken and racist, and Tim Scott can't go out and say the opposite of that. It's just not going to be they have no truck with that.
And here's an impressive black man who went out and did it the hard way. He earned it.
Well, of course, and inspires others and tells a story. And so that's not the story of the Democrat Party. It's a wholly different story.
Yep. Now, Antony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State, is over in China, has been over in China. And he's pretty much been put to the shelf by President Xi because he's just kind of having nothing to do with the Biden gang, the Biden White House gang. But hold that thought. We'll get into that conversation when we come back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and yours truly. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right around the corner after this short break.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, and good morning and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. First of all, a special shout out to Elizabeth in Land O'Lakes and a special shout out to Allison. And I think Allison is still in Bradenton. I don't know, might be in Sarasota. But anyway, good morning to both of you ladies. Thank you very much for the kind comments. Now, you heard me talking about Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, and how his pillow, as well as millions of other people around the country, have been provided some of the best night's sleep they've ever had. And he continues to roll out new products all the time. But when you roll out a new product, you kind of want to get rid of the old one that's there and give some reasonable prices, you know, for discounts in the process. Nothing wrong with him. It's just he's gone one step up. But if you want the My Pillows, if you want the towels, the sheets, the slippers, the pajamas, the, all the different things he has to offer at MyPillow.com, just go over there, take a look, pick what you want, and you have to have a promo code to get the special discount prices. Now, you can save up to 80% on some of these items. The promo code is simply one word, Captain. Captain. That's me. Yep. And if you want to call him and get a live voice, even at this time of the morning, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, someone will pick up the phone and be happy to help you in whatever area you want to ask questions or place an order or whatever. So just go to MyPillow.com, take a look at what you want, enter the promo code CAPTAIN, and order it, and you'll save up to 80% depending on what it is. Don't forget the phone number, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know that bridge that the 8,500-gallon gasoline tanker blew up and pretty much knocked the whole bridge down there, that one section?
Right, in Pennsylvania, yes.
And we were told it would take about 6 months to complete and repair and all that.
Right.
And I told you that it would probably take, if the the contractor was given the same sort of contract as what they did with the same sort of bridge down here in Florida a couple times where gasoline tankers have destroyed bridges and they build them right back. Well, get this. The governor yesterday announced that the bridge will be open in 2 weeks.
That is really, truly
amazing. Overhead highway, rather. I should correct that. The overhead highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really amazing. That's, you know, I'm glad they can do that. And a lot of times it takes much, much longer than that. So this is a real good thing.
So the contractor bids the process or bids the project for the 6 months, okay? That's the way this works. In the meantime, they get it done way ahead of time. Guess what happens?
What's that?
Do they charge less money to repair the bridge?
I don't know. Good question.
No. They get to keep all of the money that they originally got the winning bid on to do the bridge. So consequently, this guy's probably going to pocket an extra 50% of what the bridge was going to cost to begin with. I keep saying bridge. The overhead highway was going to cost to begin with. He's probably going to pocket 50%. He'll give his workers some kind of a bonus and the rest of it will go buy a yacht or an airplane.
Well, again, it's good that they can get it done so quickly and that it will be done well and done right. And no matter how long it takes, if they can do it in the record time, that's the best thing.
Absolutely. So you folks on I-95 in Philadelphia, you probably already heard the news that's going to be in the papers today. I just got wind of it a few minutes ago looking at a story that came across the news sources here. And it's welcome news for everybody that travels I-95. So you got about 2 more weeks of this nonsense, and then you should be able to get back on the big road, and away you go.
Again, that's amazing.
Hey, we did it in Florida.
Exactly. Sure.
Oops, still there?
I'm here.
All right, because you got cut off at the end there. All right, an ABC host, a news host, was shocked by the post-Trump indictment polling showing a statistical tie. I wonder what he says about Biden now, because that tie is no longer a tie. Now it's advantage Trump 6 points.
Yeah, we're talking about ABC's Jonathan Carl. He was shocked on Sunday because these poll numbers, and at that time showing Trump very close to Biden, just trailing him very, very closely, of course, in the light of the indictment. And so, of course, you know, Dr. Jill Biden the other day said she was sort of astonished, if I'm using the right word, I'm just paraphrasing her, that people were still supporting Trump after the indictment. But she forgot that people are innocent until proven guilty in this country, and it's a very serious thing, but an indictment is not a conviction. And but Jonathan Carl, I think, is probably within that ilk to say, well, wait a minute. I mean, the whole world has come down on top of Donald Trump here in this ton of bricks, as it were, and it's not making a dent, literally not making a dent. So that's just a non sequitur to them.
Well, let me tell you what shocks me is it's the people of the news media that continue to refer to Dr. Jill Biden as a doctor. She's not a doctor. She's a doctor of philosophy and education.
Right, yeah, she's not a medical doctor, but...
No, but there are people that continue to refer to her as a doctor in a medical sense.
Well, maybe they don't understand or they don't know, but...
Obviously.
Yeah, but many people have a PhD or a doctorate. They're usually they can be referred to as doctor, but it is misleading if you're not aware that she doesn't have a medical degree.
Well, I was offered an opportunity to get my doctorate degree, and I thought to myself for a minute, says, wait a minute, Dr. Captain, I don't think so.
yeah. Well,
and then somebody wants to award me one as a celebratory thing. One of the schools, one of the military schools in the area. And I said, no, I don't think so.
Well, that's still quite an honor to be asked for that. But
yeah, but what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it?
Well, it's honorary, so it's
yeah. What purpose does it serve? What are you going to do with it? Oh, I am a doctor. When I hear people do that, I just look at them and I laugh.
Well, you never know, but I think it is very interesting that many in the media are a little befuddled by the idea that you have these poll numbers that stay strong or even get stronger for Trump.
All right, let me finish it with this because we're running out of time in a segment here, and we got about a mini-hour thing to do here. Who's the prosecutor in the Trump case? What's his name?
So Jack Smith, I think, right? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Sounds like an alias to me, right?
Right.
So Mr. Smith has got an unethical past record. Yes, I said unethical. Court records show that he's used devious ways and highly skeptical ways in the past to try to railroad people and get his convictions.
Well, that's one of the stories that we're seeing, exactly. So a lot of this goes into the hopper, maybe not for what's happening legally, but certainly in the court of public opinion. And if they thought the poll numbers were going up now, if people start to find out that maybe there's some other hint of impropriety that's going on here, that they would they'll have even stronger feelings.
Well, the rumor is that if Trump gets off, he's going to turn around and bring charges slightly different up in New York or New Jersey against Trump and members of his family. He's going to bring the family into it. That's the rumor. If this guy does that, and I was Trump, I would literally go after his law license, anything that he had, because the guy's a skunk, this Smith guy.
Well, remember, at this level, these are very dangerous games that get played, right? And one might think
people wind up dying. You know that. You've already heard that. One of the witnesses died accidentally.
Right. Well, what I mean to say is that I think that there could be other dirt that will come out that will be very compelling, and this is a very, again, very high-level gamesmanship that's happening in front of us.
Mm-hmm. And guess who's in the background watching all of this?
Who's that?
Hillary.
Well, she has this idea, I'm sure, this fantasy that she will be called up. She'll be drafted to come in and save the party because Joe Biden will just be too addled to be able to continue.
That means we get John Kerry again.
Well, I don't know. I hope not.
Let me tell you something. When I threw that grenade and it hit the rock and a fragment took the tip of my finger off, I was proud to serve my country. Oh, Jesus. Oh, well. Well, I'm going to stop right there. Anyway, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back. Bottom of the hour, special little segment here that we do each day. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with more. Jeffy Poo is going to take us to break.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. At least four people are dead after shootings in three different states. Two people were killed and three others are injured after a shooting near the Beyond Wonderland EDM Festival in Washington State. Presidential hopeful Asa Hutchinson is urging fellow Republicans to back off from accusations that the Department of Justice is being weaponized. The former Arkansas governor said the GOP needs to go back to being the rule of law party. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee says China is feeling the heat from the U.S. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio talked about a bipartisan committee House Speaker Kevin McCarthy formed to deal with the threat of China. The SEC and Binance are agreeing to avoid a full freeze of the platform and keep American customer assets in the U.S. Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Knocking down the talking points in the overnight, one at a time, on the Captain America Third Watch nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
It's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. First of all, they found the problem that I had that almost killed me. And they were able to treat it initially, but I had to have much further treatment and I had to have a stint in the hospital for 4 weeks, plus rehab, in a rehab center for 2 weeks after that. Now, all that being said, they diagnosed the problem I had. They started to treat it passionately and attentively, and it stopped it from expanding. But the damage had already been done. So if you're having problems with your legs, your ankles, your knees, your hips, swelling, inflammation, pain, shortness of breath, which is all part of this circulation, you'll be able to go to them. Because I had a person, and the reason I'm saying this is I had a person from Colorado who's a regular listener who comes down here to get on the cruise ships and all that stuff. Well, they're going to lengthen their little time, and they're going to go over to Advanced Podiatry and have them take a look at them based on what they know happened to me is currently happening to them. And I said, well, don't wait. Don't wait. Because I had to collapse to have it happen. But anyway, there you go. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Check them out if you're having problems. 727-896-4615. 727-896-4615. They took 57 liters of liquid out of me. That's what was in me. 57 liters of liquid. I'm 116 pounds lighter than what I was, and I feel great. I'm not going tap dancing yet, but I feel great. Okay, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Anchors away, right?
That's right.
Now, Donald Trump, after we just got done telling you about the prosecutor, Mr. Smith, wants the Manhattan trial moved to federal court. Now, there was something dropped against, charges dropped against his, was it his corporation or something they were checking on and for financial improprieties, and it was dropped, the charges were dropped, the case was dropped. Did I hear that right?
I've heard that he had a minor legal victory, so that might be what it is. But I think in terms of trying to get this case in Manhattan moved to federal court, because they're saying that these alleged crimes that they're talking about took place while the president was in office. So therefore, they want it moved into federal court. So, you know, this is another legal tactic, obviously. But I think it's important to note, too, that the case that Alvin Bragg is bringing was, in fact, the dud that Jonathan Turley talked about. He talked about different torpedoes being in the water, and this particular one was the dud. So this may be part of that maneuvering to try to get this case shut down or seen for what it is.
Well, there is a torpedo in the water, and I don't think it's a dud because former Attorney General Bill Barr, again over the weekend on one of the talk shows, made a comment, and his comment is kind of jaw-dropping. He made a bold prediction that Donald Trump will be indicted next for the January 6th riot.
He has said that, and you're right, on one of the Sunday shows, and he definitely had believed that there were First Amendment issues that were part of this issue with January 6th, I think, in Trump talking to the statements that he made, basically. But he says he believes that they will, in his words, pull the trigger, quote-unquote, maybe sometime this summer, and go after him for inciting the January 6th, what they call riots.
Now, a Daily Mail poll, which is a poll of everybody, 71% of the participants say that Joe Biden is far too old to be president anymore.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Definitely, you know, hits right to the heart of the matter. We just saw President Trump, I believe, celebrate his 77th birthday. But I do think, Captain, that generally speaking, age in and of itself is not the factor here. But Joe Biden's age combined with his obvious deterioration, and I don't say that with any joy, that's what people are really seeing. They're seeing an older man who isn't, and who, for goodness sake, ended his speech the other day by saying, God save the Queen.
Yeah.
And then sort of did a mic drop. He just put the mic down on the podium. It was kind of like, and he actually said, God save the Queen, man, and put the mic down on the thing. And I mean, he thought that was a cool moment or something, but something's going on. So, but also I do think in all seriousness, it points at this notion that maybe the electorate is also thinking maybe someone who's that, gotten to that age group right now, maybe they might want a different kind of candidate.
Well, here's what we're hearing from the Biden camp, and it's coming out all too frequently. Many of the aides in the Biden campaign and the Biden White House quietly are saying that there's been so many weird and incoherent things said by Joe Biden that even his own aides can't figure out what the hell's going on. Well, I can. It's senility.
Well, a lot of people are wondering, as I'm talking about, the decline that he seems to be experiencing. So this is the man, Captain, that's woken up in the middle of the night if there's a huge problem. And God forbid there's something, some other kind of escalation in Europe or in China versus Taiwan or what have you. This is the man that has to get woken up and say, what are your orders, sir? And if he, you know, is not functioning at all, on all cylinders, as it were, we're in a heap of trouble.
Well, we're in a heap of trouble anyway. Look at the economy.
Well, of course, all these different indicators, and you can get into the weeds on this and say, well, this means that, but that means this, and what if, and so forth, and that's fine, but, and there's a time and place for that, but the people across the highways and byways certainly know what's happening in the economy because it's affecting them, their wages, the cost of living, cost of everything.
I heard somebody make the ridiculous statement yesterday about the price of gasoline. Well, it's $1.03 cheaper than it was last year at this time. Well, it was $1.03 higher than it should have been last year, and it's still $1.03 higher than it should be. Does anybody other than me not remember $1.87 a gallon?
Well, right. So the idea that gas came down is not the ultimate truth here, right? It's not the actual indicator that says things have gotten better, because as you're right, because it's still way too expensive compared to what it was when we were actually producing more energy from this country.
And there are some states like yours that charge a percentage. So if the price of gasoline goes from $3.25 to $3.50, they get whatever the percentage is on that extra 25 cents that you're paying in taxes. Gas that's going right straight to the tax coffer, which California, by the way, is not using to repair the roads, repair the bridges, and all that. They use it to balance their budget.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Yeah, nobody believes that they fix the roads for that.
Yeah, the governor, remember? I take your money, we fix your roads, and then what happened? Something fell down somewhere.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's just a general problem. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to get better anytime soon.
And keep your eyes on Gavin Newsom, folks. Keep your eyes on Gavin Newsom. He's getting very close to becoming the step-in, if you will, for Joe Biden. Something is about to happen here in the not-too-distant future. Mark my words. Hold on, Mr. Kyle. Folks, coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look again at that weather out there.
Hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Breese, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Breese live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Faithful's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady might have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe it, they can all go straight to hell. We gonna serve the feet back on the paths of righteousness and me. God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. And America did you. You never did think that we'd ever get together again. Oh, we damn sure. You were talking real loud and we're walking real proud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people a damn show. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Charlie Daniels. Kyle, you remember that song?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Now, I played things tonight. Now, that's called In America, back from the 70s. I played things tonight that are patriotic because, by God, we better start thinking like the Americans that we know that we can be and that we are. Because this time for nonsense and silliness about, well, you know, you got to have the gay flag and you got to be purple and blue, and all this crap that you keep hearing, take that stuff and shove it somewhere. If somebody doesn't want to hear it, they don't have to. It is still America. We still have the First Amendment here, do we not?
Last time I checked.
And they're entitled to say what they want. We don't necessarily have to hear it. And we're entitled to say what we want, and they don't necessarily have to hear it. But if they're smart and somebody drops a bomb on us or the Chinese invade us, they're going to wake up, and who are they going to come running to? Their buddies and their pals with their eyebrows and their glasses and their tutti frutti's and all that? No, they're going to run to the people with the guns and say, help me, save me. Watch and see.
I think, that's very interesting, yes.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I think that, you know, as you said, people get to say what they want. And part of the First Amendment is saying things to try to make your case and bring people over to your side.
Sure. And I don't care. Let them say what they want because we all know the facts will set you free. The truth will set you free. The facts, and they're there if you want to take the time to go look. Now, the weather out west is not so delightful outside of California. And it's frightful if you're going Texas east with the big storms we got. So, Kyle, what's going on out there?
Well, Captain, we continue to see some freeze watches and wind advisories, especially in most of northeastern Nevada and almost all of the northern part of Nevada, the northern tip of Nevada. We continue to see a freeze warning that's heading on up into Oregon, up near Lakeview, over towards Klamath Falls, and then up towards Silver Lake, for example. So be careful of that. It's also going to dip down partially into northern California. But we continue with wind advisories almost through the entire state of Nevada, and then over a little bit on the California side, pretty much up and down Highway 395, but then also down into the high desert. But that's going to include Interstate 15, for example, if you're making your way through Barstow and Baker on your way to Las Vegas, which also has wind advisories. Wind advisories through a big part of northern Arizona, which also translates into some areas just south of Flagstaff, a little north of Phoenix into fire weather, and then also once again in the southern tip of Arizona right now. Be aware of that. Parts of New Mexico, western New Mexico, and then along Interstate 15 as you come down out of Trinidad, Colorado, down towards Santa Fe, fire weather warning there. You got dry conditions and also wind expected as well. That's what we're seeing out west right now, and a little bit of rain still up on I-94 as you head out of Montana into North Dakota, and a little bit of rain in Gillette, Wyoming right now as you head out there on I-90. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, Texas is where I'm going to start because I-20 to I-10, I-35 from the Oklahoma border down to the Mexican border, I-30 up to Texarkana, all those roads are going to be in the 90s, the weather, or even the 100-degree range. 90s or the 100-degree range today. And some temperatures are going to reach well over 100 degrees. For example, the Metroplex, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, on down the Gulf all the way down to about Galveston, all the way over to New Orleans. And there is rain, lots of it, east of New Orleans going over into the panhandle of Florida. We have pretty much a stationary system that's been there all night long in the center of Mississippi. Severe thunderstorms, hail, wind, massive flooding. You're going to hear about this and see about it when the TV does the daytime reporting in the morning. Watches and warnings all over Mississippi, all over the western part of Alabama. flooding through the central part of Alabama, all the way down to Mobile, to Pensacola. Frank Silvato this morning has a problem with water in his area. They've had some severe storms over the weekend. They're dealing with that. But I'm telling you, Kyle, besides that, you got the schmutz, as I like to call it, the dirty, filthy, grungy air in the northern part of Indiana, southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia over into central Jersey, Delaware, the mountains of Maryland, and a little bit of it going up the East Coast, kind of hit and miss all the way up. But other than that, it's not going to be a bad day, except for this front that's taking its sweet time about coming over to the east side, which will slowly move across Alabama into Georgia and the panhandle of Florida.
Yep, that's what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm. So, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget you want to go over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check them out because they sponsor the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, and they've got some great people at all these different locations. You can find their newest location just by using their locations function at their website, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we got Denise Simon on the line. I'm going to bring her in real quick. We've only got about a minute here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, the $10 million, they're all trying to figure out all these different companies that went to, and now we're hearing, and we talked about this Friday, and it came out over the weekend, the $10 million could easily be $30, $40, or $50
million. That's right.
Jeez. Can I get a bid? Can I get a bid?
Well, Comer is getting some cooperation. He's still getting some people that are coming forward with banking records.
Yep.
Banks just really kind of all over the place, and that's good. But winding back the front companies, these LLCs, is going to be the trick. And I think that's going to be quite revealing when he is able to unwind it. They even said that they designed it would take 10 years to figure this thing out. But when people come forward, they'll eliminate that 10 years, and hopefully it'll be mm-hmm. something less than 10 months.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're absolutely right. And we're going to go to the break. I hear the music starting to come up here, so hang on. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Denise Simon, Kyle Warren will be back, and we're going to talk about a lot of different things that you will probably hear about talked about today, because we're going to do it here first, simply because we know the cat's been let out of the bag. Alrighty, hold that thought. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning and a beautiful day where I'm at.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.